Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chav Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Shever Adam Esachavius Lachal Himena Gregers. A person can break open a barrel of dried figs in order to eat the figs from it. Ubalvad Shleiskavan Lasses Kli, as long as he doesn't intend to make a Kli to make a vessel out of the barrel. The breaking open of the barrel should be in a destructive fashion and not to make a neat opening that would make the barrel reusable to put things back into it. Rather, it should be opened in a destructive way so that there shouldn't be a issue of a malacha of creating a vessel on Shabbos. Ve'ein naikvin megufa shachavis, you can't make a hole in the stopper of a barrel. There would be like a clay seal on the top of the barrel. To make a hole in it was the issue. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chacham atirim, the chacham held one is allowed to make a hole in the top of the stopper on the top of the barrel, but v'layik v'namitzida, but not to make a hole on the side of the barrel. On the side of the barrel was the normal standard procedure, and that would be perfecting the kli for use. But on the top of the barrel was not the standard procedure because dirt and dust could still fall in from the top, and so that wasn't the normal way to do it. And therefore, according to the chacham's opinion, it could be done to make a hole in the top. V'mhaisen akuva, if there was a hole in the barrel already. L'yitein ala shava, he shouldn't put wax on it to seal up the hole, m'pneishum m'mareach, because he's smoothing out the wax. This is a malacha of smoothing out wax that'll stay in the position that he smooths it into. And so therefore he shouldn't smooth wax into the hole in Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa balafnei Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai ba'arav. There once was a maisa happening where this happened in front of Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai in a place called Arav. Well, Amar and Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai said, when he saw someone put wax into this hole, Cheshashani loy mechatas. I'm concerned for him that he's chai mechatas, and he was concerned that there was a smearing involved here. He wasn't sure if the wax was just placed in the hole, if it was smeared and smoothed into the hole, and he says it's potentially chai mechatas. Mishnah Dalin. Neisnin tavshel lotech habar b'shul shei shamer. A person could put a pot of cooked food into a bar, into a cool pit, so that it'll be shamar, it'll be protected from the heat of the day. He's concerned that in the heat of the day, the food would spoil. So he's allowed to put it in the bar. The Rav explains that the issue would have been that there might have been a concern that he might smooth out holes that are in the bottom of the bar, in the bottom of the pit. He may smooth the dirt out to have a flat surface for the pot. And the Mishnah is teaching you that we're not concerned for that, and he can put the pot on the the bottom of this pit. Without, we're not concerned that he's going to smooth out the dirt. One can put good drinking water, berayim, into bad water that's not drinkable in a container, b'shvilshi yitzano, in order to keep it cold. He's putting the good water in a container into the cold water to keep it cold. This is permitted. The Rav says there's really no issue in this case whatsoever. We've just brought this because it's similar to other cases listed here. Bachama, b'shvil sheyechemu, one could put cold water into the sun in order to heat up. Using the heat, direct heat from the sun is not a concern. It's not a concern of cooking. And he can put the cold water in the sunlight to warm up. The mission continues. Misha nashru kelo b'derech b'mayim. Someone whose clothing got wet from water while he was traveling. And this is not from rainwater. That rain, if it's raining, everybody knows that he got wet from the rain. He got wet from some other source. Mahalach behem ve'inacheshesh. He can continue to walk with them. He's out in Rosh Hashanah. He can continue to walk with them, and he doesn't have to be concerned that someone's going to think that he was laundering his clothing, and that's why they're wet. He doesn't have to take off his clothing in Rosh Hashanah because of this concern. He agiel lachatzer hachitzayna. Once he gets to his outer courtyard, and now it's considered private enough that he can leave the clothing there and he doesn't have to be concerned that they'd be stolen. Then Shaitan Muhammad, he has to take them off and spread them out to dry. He can no longer wear them because of the concern that it looks like that he laundered his clothing on Shabbos. But he shouldn't put them out to dry in front of where people would see it and then people would suspect him of doing laundry and putting it out to dry on Shabbos. So he has to put it in a private place. The Rav says that really we don't pass on like this Mishnah, and if there's a concern that if people will view this, it will look like he laundered on Shabbos, then not only is he not allowed to spread them out to dry in a place where people will see, but even in private, he's not allowed to spread it in a place that spread it out to dry, even where no one else would see. When there's an issue of Maris Ayin, he shouldn't be doing it anywhere. Rather, he's just going to have to set the clothing in a pile and wait until after Shabbos to spread it out to dry.